This is Akashwani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day state visit to Seychelles this morning to attend the country's Golden Jubilee National Day celebrations as the guest of honour. This will be his first visit to Seychelles since 2015. The Ministry of External Affairs said an Indian Armed Forces contingent, along with two Indian Navy ships, will participate in the celebrations. During the visit, the PM will hold talks with Seychelles President Dr. Patrick Hermini to review the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation and exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. Home Minister Amit Shah has laid a detailed roadmap to achieve the vision of a drug-free India. During a meeting organized by the Narcotics Control Bureau yesterday, the Home Minister launched the vision document on narcotics control from 2026 to 2029. He also launched a drug disposal fortnight, under which over 2,09,000 kilograms of seized narcotic substances, valued at around 6,000 crore rupees, will be destroyed. Earlier, addressing the 10th apex-level meeting of the Narco Coordination Center in New Delhi, the Home Minister called for a united war against drugs. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has announced the deployment of 1,000 advisory personnel across the country and the upgradation of the trade portal to help businesses maximize the benefits of the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA. Addressing the 10th annual UK-India Week in London yesterday, Mr. Goyal said, the India-UK partnership has expanded beyond traditional trade to encompass strategic sectors such as technology, sovereign AI, critical minerals, defence and clean energy.
The UK agreement is a template which is very comprehensive. It's not only about tariffs and rules of origin. It's not only about traded goods and services. It's about collaborations in technology, in education, culture, the arts. It is focused on bringing the best of both countries to each other. It's a fair, equitable, very balanced agreement.
At the business plenary session in London, Mr. Goyal said India-UK ties are moving towards a defining milestone with the India-UK CETA. He invited businesses in both countries to deepen engagement, accelerate innovation, and invest with greater ambition. An Ayodhya court has remanded all eight accused arrested in the alleged Ram Temple donation scam to judicial custody till Monday. The accused were produced before the Chief Judicial Magistrate's Court following their arrest. Prosecution officer K.C. Verma said more than 79,85,000 rupees had been recovered from the accused, except one, Subhash Srivastava. The eight arrested are Avinash Shukla, Anukalp Mishra, Lavkush Mishra, Manish Kumar Yadav, Karunesh Pandey, Ramashankar Mishra, Subhash Srivastava and Ramashankar alias Tinu. National Biodiversity Authority has released a standard operating procedure for the scientific identification and notification of threatened species by states and union territories. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said the SOP aims to ensure a uniform, transparent and scientifically robust processes for identifying, assessing and notifying threatened species. India, described as one of the world's mega diverse countries, is home to a wide range of plant, animal and ecosystem diversity. However, species are increasingly under threat. The SOP will assist state biodiversity boards and union territory biodiversity councils in identifying threatened species in a consistent manner and recommending them to state governments for notification. In the FIH Men's Pro League Hockey, India thrashed Pakistan 7-1 at the Lee Valley Hockey and Tennis Centre in London. After Abu Bakr gave Pakistan an early lead, India staged a remarkable comeback with seven different goal scorers. Sukhjeet Singh and Harmanpreet Singh scored in the second quarter, while Hardik Singh, Jugraj Singh, Abhishek and Rajkumar Pal added four more goals in the third. Dilpreet Singh completed the rout with a goal in the fourth quarter. India will next face England tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.